A lot of people are in denial about addiction and substance abuse. And I don't even mean just themselves, like the individual. It could actually be a friend of yours, maybe a coworker, even a family member or spouse, struggling with addiction or abusing alcohol and drugs. And when you think about how common that could be, think about this. Last year, according to national data, 80% of people in the U.S. with a substance use disorder received no treatment for it. So it already is a big problem, becomes even greater. And that's why local health departments in Connecticut collaborated and launched a public awareness campaign to better address misconceptions surrounding opioid addiction specifically and to encourage people to access life-saving treatment and services available to them. Joining us now to talk more about this is Maritza Bond, who is the City of New Haven's Health Director. Maritza, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. And thank you for framing the message, a vital, important issue that we're trying to combat through this campaign.
It feels like more and more entities are trying to combat stigma, maybe debunk some of the myths that we have about, you know, oh, is this really even an issue? And okay, so somebody's dealing with addiction. That's where it stops. And obviously it doesn't. What is the stigma that you feel people face the most with this? And how is it an obstacle for people who are trying to then get help for it?
Right. I think one of the things that we want to start off is that we have made some strides in the last 3 years, and we did see a decline in the number of fatal overdoses. And so I don't want to discredit the work that is happening on the ground with so many different harm reduction organizations and communities alike. And so we want to commend them for doing that work. However, we still lost 278 people in New Haven County alone due to drug overdoses last year, and one life is too many. And so we conducted focus groups to try to get a sense of why individuals are not seeking that care, of that data that you just described, of 80% of individuals, or if you want to break it down, one out of five people are not getting the care that they need across the country because stigma was the main theme. And so for us, we wanted to make sure that we educated the community. 75% of the community, according to CDC, do not believe that stigma, that overdose substance use is a chronic condition. And so we need to increase awareness because stigma shows up as judgment, as shame, and leaving people out. And we know that words have power. And so we want to make sure that the community knows that it's good to affirm, because when we don't affirm communities that are struggling, we all hurt at the end.
Well, and it's interesting when we talk about the importance of addressing an addiction, and that could take so many different forms. I mean, talk to us a little bit, Maritza, about ways that you can treat. I know one of the things that, you know, you and many other health departments are encouraging is that more residents access life-saving treatment and services. And when
right.
I hear that, obviously, you could certainly, I guess, you know, consult a doctor, use a medication if you need to. But I mean, even the idea of getting a life coach or seeing a therapist to
exactly.
to work through it, right? I mean, let's talk about the scope. When we say that we want people accessing life-saving treatment strategies, services, what does that look like?
Exactly. So our campaign is called It Started With, and it's a campaign to really help people understand that it is not a one size fits all. And we recognize that, you know, addiction and how it begins, it comes in many different forms in different ways. And that's why we wanted to share with people It Started With, because it can start with individuals in any social economic class, in any career path, in any journey. Everyone has a story of how they got to where they are, and how do we redirect individuals to get that care. It could have started with a divorce. It could have started with a sports injury. It could have started with another type of surgery that they ended up getting addicted to, the medicine that was actually prescribed to them legally. And so the campaign is a collaboration with 21 towns and cities around the county, because we're working together on increasing awareness on resources that are readily available, and created a website that has even toolkits for different types of communities so that they can know how to navigate this critical issue, so that we can contribute to further eliminating and getting to zero fatal losses, because we know that there's care out there and it all depends on the type of care and readiness of the individual.
So again, we've got New Haven's health director here, Maritza Bond, and talk about New Haven County. Obviously, you're serving there. Give us kind of a snapshot, Maritza, of what you're seeing and how opioid addiction has impacted your community.
For us, you know, knowing that we need to replace judgment with understanding and talking about honestly and kindly about how addiction can helps our community become stronger when we are tackling and providing those resources, we know that those words matter. And so those toolkits are for healthcare professionals, because we know individuals that are coming to get care at the frontline workers. It took a lot for the individual to get to the door. And so we want to make sure that they're not facing judgment. We want to make sure that law enforcement or business owners, when they're going into these businesses, or community members, faith leaders, and even the media, like TV and radio, are like ourselves, we need to make sure that we know how to navigate and be able to support the community, because the data has showed us qualitatively that from individuals struggling with substance use, they need more empathy. They need to have compassion. And we want to make sure that we continue to reduce the fatalities that we're seeing in New Haven County, across the state and across the country, because we know that this is somebody's mother's cousin, sister, brother, or friend. And we want to make sure that as a community, we're working together.
I was reading something recently, Maritza, please don't quote me because I don't have it right in front of me, but I believe this came from the National Institutes of Health, and it was talking about how there's an increased risk of opioid overdoses and overdose deaths during the holiday season.
Right.
And I wanted to sort of discuss this with you, especially because, look, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. We're coming up on the December holidays, the new year. And one thing that I don't know if people always think about is how common, you know, when we talk about stigma and the misconceptions people have about addiction, as I mentioned in the beginning, how common is it that a lot of times if there is an overdose in a family, a friend group, even in a office space, most people don't even realize it till it's too late? Like the shock factor of, oh, I didn't even realize they were on this medication, or I didn't even realize that this was a bigger problem. I mean, is that common?
It is very common, and it's an important point. I'm so glad that you raised the holiday season, because that's how I was going to end my remarks, is that it's an isolated thing. What we know statistically is that oftentimes people are found alone, and we don't want individuals to be in an isolated state. It's not a good place to be. And so we always want to encourage individuals, especially those that are struggling with substance use. We are here for you as a community. Seek services. It's okay. We are ready to seek understanding and not bring shame. It's important for people to know that you're not alone. Individuals are not alone. And we want to ensure that individuals in the community, they all play a part. Please visit endstigmact.com. Become educated. There's toolkits and resources on to help you how to navigate that. And each of us as a health department across the county are readily and available to take your call with any questions that you have.
Well, and to that point, and we will put that website on ours, voiceofct.com, with your podcast, Maritza. But to that point, I also encourage people, and I don't know if you agree, but I would encourage people to have, for example, Narcan. I would have that in your home or in your car.
Absolutely.
I would have it with you, because even when you think, oh, I don't have anybody who's on drugs in my family, or I don't have anybody that I know of. You never know. And I think about, you go to these, and I'm not even saying your office, but the amount of parties that people go to and gatherings, there's bound to be somebody that is there that you probably don't know everything about them. I mean, what's so funny is that sounds crazy out loud. Like, no, I know everyone there. But do you? I mean, really, do you know a person as you think you do?
Right.
And that's something that they hide.
People think they're purchasing just simple marijuana, and they're purchasing something that has been laced with fentanyl. You just never know what you're purchasing.
Right.
And so that is why it's so critically important. And I love that you raised Narcan kits are available through the county. We can provide Narcan kits. There's a law that protects you as an individual. It's called a Samaritan law. So you can save a life and not worry about being sued, because that's also a stigma, right? Like, people are like, well, how much do we get involved with a stranger? what that stranger is someone's relative, someone's friend, someone who is in dire need, and Narcan kits can literally save a life. Just carry one with you. We definitely encourage you. Supplies are available through our county, and just a phone call away. Again, NSTigmaCT.com can also show provide information on how to get access to Narcan kits.
I mean, in most pharmacies now have them. I know that's where I got mine, was one of our pharmacies. I think it's some 97% of the pharmacies in Connecticut carry over-the-counter Narcan.
Absolutely. And you can purchase them, and if cost is a factor, we can provide them for free. And we even have trainings available so that we can show you how to properly administer them, because I know that that can be a barrier. So any type of barrier you think may be between you and saving a life, let us know. We will help you navigate that.
Yeah. Really quickly, Maritza, because I always forget the answer to this. How good is Narcan? Like, how long can you have that? What's the shelf life?
The shelf life does depend on the manufacturer. So okay. It does depend on the name brand. But we want to make sure that individuals know that depending on the name brand, it's always information right on the back of it. And we all use, depending on the vendor, it all varies. But it is available. And we also show you how to do that on our website when we provide the toolkits and how to use Narcan on our website.
Perfect. And again, I'm going to put that website on ours, voiceofct.com, and attach it to this podcast with Maritza Bond, who, again, is the health director for the city of New Haven. And Maritza, thank you so much for giving us the time and talking about this. And I hope to have you back on the show again really soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for raising this awareness with me. I'm very grateful. Nice to hear from you, Melissa.
Yeah, you too, Maritza. And have a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, likewise. Take care.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Again, Maritza Bond, who is the health director for the city of New Haven right here on WACC. And we will link the website she was referring to before, End the Stigma, endstigmact.com. It's on our website, voiceofct.com, at the end of the show.